This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Cyrus Cassells, author of Is There Room for Another Horse on Your Horse Ranch? And The World That the Shooter Left Us, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of April. I hope that you enjoy today's offering, brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
I am Divya Victor. This is Make Do. Do you also make work that isn't political? I mean, do we make work about where and when we were raised, the three-whistle corner store, the empty Coke bottle trill, the nickname that doesn't nick us, as we blow through customs with a toothpick smile and hell no eyes, sweet fools, greasing the bike chains for this day, always saying, someone better fix this street light. Do we flicker at night when the kids are sleeping? Dim, bright, do we? Do we at times make work about who breaks the news to us at breakfast and how the syrup she's holding is now trembling, how she's beating what no one can now eat, the mouth fumbling for what no one can now say? Do we make it work with mirrors held to the bottom of lakes, with combs pulled through palms, with thumbs flipping the bills, with two suitcases and three names at the border? I mean, do we make work about the road that crackles with sirens, or about Dad's hydrangeas, which came up again that summer, violet clouds of bruises and pinker than the hubba-bubba we were popping so loud no one could stand us, but we grinned and grinned because any air left in us meant we could still answer, years later, a question like this. About this poem. In June of 2023, I was a writer in residence at Civitella Ranieri in Italy, along with many poets, musicians, and artists. The poet Tomas Morin and the artist Jamal Cyrus gave presentations from their work one evening. After Jamal's presentation, a member of the audience, a white man, asked him, "Do you make work that isn't political?" This question sent a shudder through the fellows, many of us who were folks of color, queer, immigrants, or children of immigrants. So, Make Do is an occasional poem written in response to that question, and it's a documentation of the shudder we felt as a group, the shudder that brought us together. I composed this poem on my phone while sitting on a hotel bed in Rome, a block away from the Vatican. And I sent it immediately to DJ Reka, a Civitella fellow as well, for their blessing, and to Tomas and Jamal as a belated offering of what I wish I had said when that question first erupted into our midst. I'm grateful that Cyrus asked for this poem for the series. In doing so, I felt he expanded what fellowship can mean for us poets.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day and, if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.